Oh, holy cow. It's the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, everybody. It is December 13th, a Thursday, on this most wonderful day of the year. That is the day that an intern sings, Oh, Holy Night. And today was that fateful day for our one and only intern, Khaleesi. She's been here almost a year, but she still managed to escape the 2017 version of Oh, Holy Night, which was, I think it was Steve actually singing last year with our other intern, Steve's. The two Steves sang it last year, but today it was up to little old Taylor and her, she's actually the first actual singer who got to sing Oh Holy Night. She has her own little side project out there on the internet for you to search out if you wish. You'll hear about that and a whole bunch more as we ramp up to the big moment of the show today, intern Khaleesi's version of Oh Holy Night. But there were some other things to be addressed as well, like the best Christmas movies out there, a turkey rant that John went off on, and reindeer names. Apparently, John was struggling to remember them all, but Morgan Freeman was to the rescue with some new suggestions for reindeer names. We learned that the reality show Survivor has stolen our balls bit. A listener busted another one of John's, and Fleetwood Mac tickets remain for you in tomorrow's final ball busting. Christmas ball busting, if you're new to this. And we're gearing up for tomorrow's big Christmas pajama party. It's going to be great. All kinds of guests, surprise guests, Vinnie Brand, and a whole bunch more. Definitely don't want to miss tomorrow's broadcast. It's going to be a great time. But for right now, enjoy this here little daily podcast.
Tomorrow, of course, it's our Christmas pajama party. We got a lot of gifts, a lot of listeners. Hopefully, you're one of the people who got the call. It's really going to be a lot of fun. Vinnie Brand's going to be here. We got food coming in. It's just going to be a great show tomorrow. An absolute great. It'll be a fine show today, ladies and gentlemen. But tomorrow will be totally over the top, and I hope that you can join us for it. And by the way, on two different levels, I know we had a battle about this last year, and I lost the battle last year, but it seems that it is going to take time for the rest of the world to catch up with me.
Okay. Right?
And it has to do with Die Hard.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it has to do with Die Hard. And in a new poll, 62% of adults said that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Right.
All right. 13% had no opinion on it. And 25% said yippee-ki-yay. All right, you know,
so they didn't follow it with another word.
They may have, but I'm not going to use it.
Okay,
because I can't afford $127,000 fine.
We'll just say the edited version. I think it's yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon. I'm fairly certain that's the TV edit.
But I do have. I figured you were going to put up more of a fight than this.
What's the point?
Right. But I have more proof that it isn't a Christmas
movie.
All right,
go ahead.
All right. There's that new series with David Tell and Jeff Ross called Bump Mics.
Okay.
Okay. And in the very first night that they have all these guests in the audience. Right. Both these comedians going up there trying to top each other with lines and stuff. Right. And all of a sudden, Jeff says, "Let me introduce my father." And he goes out into the crowd, and it's Bruce Willis.
Okay.
And he stands up, and you know, he starts to talk to him, and he says, and after the whole thing is over with, he says to Bruce, "Do you have anything to say to the crowd?"
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce looks and says, he does this thing with his head. He does it.
Mm-hmm.
Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Boo!
Yeah, well, listen.
If Bruce Willis says Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie.
He didn't write it. Talk Bruce to the screenwriter. Bruce, the screenwriter says it is.
Hasn't made a good movie since Die Hard. So it doesn't matter what he has to say, whether it's a Christmas movie or not.
He couldn't even tell that a kid was a ghost.
If they were going to ask somebody, they should have asked the guy from Family Matters, who's the cop. Reginald Van, whatever the hell his name
it's
is.
It's too busy. He can't talk. He's got Twinkies in his face. All right. But there is another poll that came out about the top 12 Christmas movies. Because it's Christmas. We can't use 10. We have to use 12 for everything.
Mm-hmm.
There was a four-way tie between Charlie Brown Christmas, A Christmas Carol, Nightmare Before Christmas, and The Polar Express, getting 4% of the vote. 5% of the vote went to a four-way tie between Elf, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Miracle on 31st Street, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
All right, those are the people who went to bullying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a tie between Home Alone and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yep. Now we're heating up.
All right, so that was there's third place right there. But coming in first place mm-hmm. is a tie between A Christmas Story and It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, my
All right. Well, Steve's way out now.
Who do they talk to about this? What generation did they speak to?
I have the perfect version of It's a Wonderful Life
for
you.
I hope it's silent.
Right? No, it's not silent. But it is only 90 seconds long. So if you cut the movie down, it would come out like this.
It's the John DeBella Show.
What is it you want, Barry? What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll give you the moon, Barry.
I don't know. Either I'm off my nut or he is.
Somebody's just made it.
Made what?
Every time you hear a bell rings, it means that some angel's just got his wings.
That does it. Out you two pixies go, through the door or out the window.
You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider.
My mouth's bleeding, Bert!
Zuzu petals! Zuzu!
There they are! Bert! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old Billy and Lone!
You see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9 MGK.
Good morning to you, Cindy.
Good morning.
I realize that sometimes it probably seems like I'm harping on this. It's just that these people just tick me off so much. The vegans and the pita people.
Mm-hmm. They've been on a tear lately.
They really have. And this one happened in England. Right, a group of vegans got together in England to hold a wake in honor of the memory of the 9 turkeys that would be served up as Christmas dinner that they brought with them.
This beats the lobster memorial. Maybe not.
that's true.
Yeah, the lobster. All right,
right. Yeah, they had a candlelight vigil featuring a handmade sign that read, "They wanted to live."
Did they tell them that?
Right. Yeah, you're right. Well, they spoke to them beforehand.
Took a polygraph.
Before they were beheaded, gutted, and frozen.
Let's put these people on an island.
Exactly. And you know what's wild? I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they threw the turkeys away. Now, I understand you want to be a vegan. Is that the way you want to eat? That's fine, right? But if you're going to waste food like that, give it to someone who could use it.
Sure.
There's more than enough hungry people in England as well. But no, you had to make a point. I am done with my bitterness for now.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
I've got a question to ask you, and it just popped into my mind this morning. I get up this morning, I'm taking a shower, and the thing that's going through my mind is the reindeer's names.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can you name all the reindeers?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Because I know it's always the next to last one.
There's the jingle for it.
That I forget.
You have Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Donner and Cupid
Comet and Cupid, Donner and Blitzen.
Thank you, Cindy.
All right. And you know what it is? It's one of the ones in the front that I always forget.
Oh, really?
All right. Yeah. And that's why when I get down to. And it's the end Blitzen, the one that comes just before Blitzen, right? That's the one I'm always going, what did I forget? And it's because now I realize I'm leaving it out in the front.
Donner.
Yeah. It's easy to forget Donner.
Do it slow again.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen.
Prancer is the one I always forget.
Comet, okay.
Which is strange because you're a big time Prancer.
Blitzen.
Really? You've been known to prance.
Yeah, listen, you had that whole thing in the 80s, man.
I personally agree with Morgan Freeman when it comes to the reindeers.
Really? He has a take?
Well, he has a take.
Of course he does.
Morgan Freeman believes that there should be new reindeer names. As a matter of fact,
Blitzer, Crocus, Danzig, Cumberbatch, Rudy Tomjanovich, Chad, Reince Priebus, Shia LaHoof, Dingleberry, El Diablo, Bryce Dallas Howard, Kiefer, Mad Dog. Ha ha, Clinton dicks. Papaya. Sputum. Hibbity jibbity.
How many rings?
Chelsea Antler. Bert. Uncle Buck. Terry Cloth. Jambalaya. Cookie Dough.
Right.
Darnell. Rolo.
And Big.
John Cena.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
For years, I mean, when it first started, you were a Survivor watcher when it first started.
First season or two.
Yeah, first season or two. Yeah, it was so new. Yeah, right. What about you, Sin?
I still watch it.
You still watch it? Did you watch last night?
No, I didn't see it yet. Do I need to take my
How is season 38?
Yeah, right.
Okay, all right. Because they had a challenge on last night. Where the challenge was contestants had to balance two balls on a disc.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if you take the audio of the contestants out and you just leave Jeff Probst, mm-hmm. right, I have to tell you, he did a remarkable job keeping a straight face.
You have two balls you were trying to balance on your disc. Both balls separating, hanging on opposite sides of the disc. Kara's ball is now on the move. Angelina trying to get back in control of her balls. Davey's balls starting to separate now. Which is worse, balls separating or balls clanging together? Both clanging give together. You that uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah, just like your description wow, did.
It's a very lowbrow season. Good segue, though, for our contest coming up.
Yes, very good. Right, everybody loves playing with balls.
Hell yeah.
All right, until you get married.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
By the way, I've got shocking news this morning. You know the joke that Keith Richards is going to outlive us all?
Yeah.
Well, now it's actually possible.
Why?
Keith Richards has stopped drinking.
Well, actually,
I'm sure this isn't fake news.
No, it's not fake news at all.
No, this is depressing.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's dead in a week.
Yeah, I agree. Don't change it now.
He says he has the occasional beer or glass of wine, but he hasn't had a drink in over a year now. He says, I pulled the plug on it. I'm fed up. It was time to quit. And he says, I quit other stuff just like that. I'm quitting this too. Okay, well, good for you.
When will the refunds come back for the Stones tour?
I don't know. That might be why the tickets are so expensive.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
Speaking of later on, as we said, Khaleesi, our intern, is the person singing O Holy Night this year. It is a John DeBella show tradition that the newest person on the show sings O Holy Night at Christmas time. And Steve was going off earlier about his fantastic rendition.
It's phenomenal, actually.
Holy Night.
I put a CD out.
Right, so,
yeah, I've got six fans in there.
So we went and found it. Right? And, see why he has so many fans.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
Pretty good.
It is the night.
Yeah, it is. Rhythm went out the window right there.
Savior's birth.
Song's a lot slower than I remember.
Went in rhythm. but not bad.
No, pretty good.
No.
Give it an A.
No, it was.
You're right. It isn't bad when compared to other performances.
Yeah, compared to other performances, because there was always Dave.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night.
Pretty good, Dave. I'll give you a B.
I didn't start low enough.
This is right before he had his adenoid operation.
Dave and I are going to go on tour.
All right. And then, of course, the greatest one of all time. And Cindy, I'm not sure. Were you here for when Turtles sang
Oh,
Holy Night? I mean, it was this. This is a true understanding of what tone deaf is.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
Gets me every time.
It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
I mean, he has no clue.
That's a crime against humanity.
It really is a crime against humanity. So we will get to Khaleesi doing her version this morning of Oh Holy Night. For this Thursday morning, a very special morning for us because this is the morning each and every year that our latest intern, whoever's the newest person on the show, right, which technically isn't you. Really, it's Brendan. Brendan's really the newest person on the show.
Yeah, I just refuse to leave.
Yeah, that's it.
That's my problem.
It's all right. But, I did the same thing.
But Khaleesi, our intern, is going to sing Oh Holy Night, which is a tradition here on the show. It started when Dave joined the show,
right,
and we actually lied to Dave. We told him that the new intern always sang this. But since that time, every intern, here's Gil.
Long way.
See,
yeah, he has echo.
That's the old studio.
Why did I get echo?
It's a different verb.
Yeah. That's the Not only is that the old studio, but that's the old studio with tape echo. Right, I had to have a tape recorder going, and the pot opened so that we could get it to feed back. Right, so but over the years, like we said, you know, we've had some, you know, there was always the turtle one, which you know we just put, which is really the greatest one of all.
Yeah.
The stars are brightly shining.
And let's not forget about Haas. All right, Haas did.
Oh, God, I forgot about
Haas. Yeah. He had no clue to how even the song went.
Oh, holy night.
He missed it.
The stars are brightly shining.
Is it going through puberty?
The night of our dear Savior's birth.
So, I mean, it goes on and on, year after year, we've done this. Now, Taylor, which is Khaleesi's real name, you didn't practice?
I mean, I've kind of looked up the lyrics, but no.
Up the lyrics. So is that like you look up the lyrics and you just glance at them and then turn your head away?
Exactly, because I have such natural raw talent that I don't think I need it.
You're a lot like me. Natural, raw talent.
Don't compare
talent.
Me to you, Steve. I don't.
Boom. No.
I have a job in radio. You're an intern. Shut up.
I actually did practice something else. I would like to send a message to my Filipino fans saying, ready? Kamusta mejor que Khaleesi. That means, hello, I love you. From Khaleesi.
Oh, I like that.
How charming,
we
right?
We should explain that Khaleesi has some songs up on what, SoundCloud or is it
Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon.
Taylor Brooke, right?
Yeah. As Taylor
Check
Brooke.
Me out,
that's her stage name.
And she has five fans.
Yes.
And they're all in the Philippines.
Yes.
Right. All right. So the question now is today, can you gain more fans?
Probably
not. Are you kidding? You heard how low the bar
is.
Yeah,
seriously.
Right.
I'll give it a shot.
You do sing. None of us sing. Right. We can take a shot at it, but none of us sing. Let me just make sure that, just say something into your microphone, would you?
Hello?
There
nice echo.
There we go. We got a good
Carnegie Hall.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So if you are ready.
I hope you're good.
Right?
I really do. I'm
really
setting this bar high for myself.
I
do. I want you to be really good.
All right.
And I don't want to be disappointed.
Okay, you ready? Do you want me to cue you where to come in on this?
Yeah, would you count me in, John?
Yeah, there's it's like four bars. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Khaleesi and Oh Holy Night.
Let's start it over.
For the key.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. I should have practiced.
Here. Ready? Thrill of hope. Now.
world reached.
No, you're out of it.
Okay, wait. I'll wait till we get on the fall on your knees part.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're just gonna wait for the fall on your knees part. That's it. Just abandon the song completely.
Yes.
And fall on your knees.
Tell me
okay.
when.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yes.
Brenda, tell him when.
Ready? Fall on your knees.
Oh boy.
They did a disaster.
Oh no.
Oh, here.
Okay.
The angel's voice says, oh, no.
Okay.
Brenda with the high
end. Divine.
All right, I think.
Oh, no. When Christ was born.
There you go.
Come on. Okay. Big finish. Oh, no.
When
divine.
It turned into
everything else that we've ever done.
That performance was a metaphor for the Eagles season.
Yes,
right there.
I'm actually very surprised at you. I didn't think you would be someone who would not only lose their place but give up. You gave up.
Yes, I did. I got
that's
nothing
it.
To say.
There's out of her genre,
that's
John.
That's it. Tomorrow's your last day on the show.
Oh, well, wow.
You now have four Filipino
That's a surprise.
Fans.
Shout out to Bill Weston.
Your mother texted in and said that she's very upset that your singing was so far off she hit a phone pole with a car. So.
Oh, is that what she said?
Yeah, that's what
I
she
highly
said.
Doubt that. My mother is very proud of me always.
Thank you.
All right.
But she would have been prouder of you if you at least finished the song the second time you went through.
Well, yeah, I should have just done an a cappella is what I should have done.
That's... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Is this happening?
Look what you made me do.
Look what you made me do. That is for sure.
Go ahead. Okay. Acapella.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I keep going. Long lay the world and sin and never pining. Till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Pretty good.
Here we go. Wait, no, this is my part.
Yeah,
ready?
Okay.
Fall on your knees.
She's been watching too much of The Voice.
Yeah, yep.
It's too much of The Voice.
That was good. It was really good, though.
Yes,
you did great.
So I'm
proud of you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Dave, do you have your Christmas pajamas for tomorrow?
Oh, do I ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they came in the mail.
You got new ones.
Yes.
You got new ones,
yes.
Right? All right. I'm going back a couple of years. I'm going to go back to my lumberjack.
I remember that.
My lumberjack Christmas pajamas.
Yeah.
Did you find anything?
Yeah,
or?
I have pajama pants, yeah.
You have pajama
I got them the other
pants?
Day. Yeah.
Just pants?
Yeah, I'm going to be in shirtless.
Pulling a Bert Kreischer?
Yeah, right.
Pajama pants and shirt. No shirt.
That's it.
That's how I sleep. Actually, not how I sleep.
All right. And we don't want any more explanation about it.
I wear a sweatsuit.
Oh, okay. Is it silver? Mona?
I don't even know what that means, but yes.
Okay.
What does that mean?
What that wasn't her name? Who's the woman from National Lampoon's Vacation?
Oh, Margot.
Margot.
I got nothing on this either.
Who the hell's Mona?
you're in a sweatsuit.
I don't know,
she's
Margot.
It's like the silver ones that they come walking outside
now
with.
I know. Yeah, right, after they work out. Yeah, I got you now. Right, Mona. Yeah.
I'm all sweaty. Right. Shower first.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.